I'd like now to welcome to the program Shirley Jacobson. She is with the New Mexico chapter of the New Deal Preservation Association. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte.
Now, the New Deal Preservation Association, what is there to preserve? Why is it such a big deal?
Well, because New Mexico, among all the other states, had an incredible arts program, as you would imagine. And we have many, many buildings that were decorated by New Deal art, by the way the way this worked was. Let me tell you how it worked.
Yeah, and remind those of us who are under 25 about what the New Deal even was.
Well, it was a program from the Roosevelt administration to put people, the WPA was a program to put people to work. Just what we need today.
Right.
Okay? And the way the program worked was that the government paid for the labor. It didn't pay for the material, and if it were books, it didn't pay for the printing of the books. It paid for labor. And artists in this state were given projects. We had a portfolio that was done of silkscreen, of Spanish colonial art, and we had murals done all over the state. And we preserved these murals. These murals were were done in the 30s, and a lot of deterioration occurred. And we've spent over $500,000 restoring murals all over, from Raton to Roswell.
Now, one of the things that's so interesting about the New Deal art programs was that they weren't just in the capital cities. I mean, they were all over the state.
Yeah.
So what are some examples, and what are some of your favorite New Deal artworks?
Well, personally, it's the artists that intrigue me. There was one done in Taos at the courthouse by Bistrom. I mean, these were absolutely top-notch artists. The portfolio, you see, I'm a book dealer, so I know a great deal about the writers and the book part of it. And the portfolio was exquisite. E. Boyd, who was the head of the Spanish colonial at Folk Art, ran this program, and she went into all the sanctuarios and she copied things, and then they took her copies and did woodcuts on Gus Bauman's press in El Rito.
Now, she was quite an artist herself.
Oh, yes, yes. And they did. They took the prints and gave them to artists in quotation marks, people all over the state, to hand color. And some of them were very, very good, and some of them were not so good. But they needed the money, and this was the way they did it. And the feds were very upset by this because they wanted everything to be uniform. So they wanted silk screens, and we did them by hand coloring. So they were woodcuts, they were originally done, and they were originally drawn, and they were originally colored. And they took back all the portfolios, or practically all of them, but there's some that escaped, and they have shown up, and they're very, very valuable.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
Why didn't they like them?
Because they not only did they want each image in the portfolio, and I can't remember whether they were 30 or 40 of them, to be of the same quality of art as the one next to it. They wanted each portfolio to be the same.
Right.
And if you silkscreen, you get a uniformity.
Right. So there are some murals, and there were some murals here in Santa Fe.
Yes. I believe that, I'm not sure whether the murals at Fine Arts was done. They were done, I don't know if they were done on the WPA. They were
the
done
New
by Schuster.
Art Museum?
Yeah, they were done by Schuster. But the one in the Federal Building, and there's one by Cassidy, I think, in the Federal Building. That's the Santa Fe ones. But actually, they were done in post offices all through the state. They were done in Roswell. They were done all over.
And there were some at the Indian School in those buildings that got knocked down.
Yes, but the one that we're doing with, you see, the Indians were brought to Washington to do the Department of Interior building. It was a new building, and Ickes, who was the head of the Department of Interior, insisted that Indians should do the murals. And famous Indians, Hauser, Naylor, Herrera, and Woody Crumbo did a mural, did more than one, at the Department of Interior. And Gerald Naylor Jr., who is the son of Gerald Naylor, took a photo of that and painted that picture. And the picture is the four artists sitting with three secretaries in front of the one of the murals. And we're going to have that at the coming book and antique show at Garrett's Desert Inn.
Well, let's talk about that. So not this weekend, but next weekend on the 19th of November, which I think is a Saturday,
right.
There is a book and antique show. Now, it's the annual antique and rare book sale. They're not all rare books, but you're a book dealer. Tell us about what kind of
There's New Mexico and WPA stuff that I'm bringing, and other people are bringing. And then there are reading copies of things. There's New Mexico material. There's Indian material. There's Indian arts and crafts. There's jewelry. There's vintage clothing from the era. And anything you could think of. And we have a lot of fun.
Now, when you look at that era, I mean, there are so many artists who participated in it from all over the country. Is there any kind of continuity of style, or is the work all over the map?
It was realist, mostly.
Yeah.
We didn't have impressionism, and we didn't have modernity. You know, we didn't have surreal. We didn't. It was all very, and it was political. A lot of it was political. You know, it was factories and schools and, you know, that kind of thing.
Right. Almost, I mean, when you describe that, it sounds almost like socialist realism.
Well, it was close. It was close. Because, of course, that was it. It was a celebration of American... that's exactly what it was. It was a celebration of American power and American ingenuity, and that's what was done. When the Indians did theirs, of course, it was their dances and ceremonies and that kind of thing. Which, of course, is also a celebration of Americanism, right? Since they're from here.
Right. Perhaps more than anybody
else. Right. Exactly.
Now, there have been a number of books done on this subject of the WPA, of the New Deal art experience in New Mexico.
Yes, Kathy Flynn did Treasures on New Mexico Trails, which she did when she was Assistant Secretary of State. And it takes you on a trip to all these places, and it shows you the murals and tells you about the artists. There's also an absolutely marvelous book done in 1940 as part of the writer's series, and that program was to have a state guide for every state in the Union. And I think the New Mexico one was absolutely the best because Laura Gilpin and Ernest Nee did the photos. And it is so beautiful. And, of course, it has all the things that, not all the things, but a lot of the things that have disappeared. So it was, and it has a map. And it would, a good copy with a dust jacket and the map would cost about $75 to $100 today.
That book, okay, it's about all these different places in New Mexico. Have you ever used that, or could you use it as a guidebook?
You could, and people do. They've been reprints. There was a paper reprint. It was done under the auspices. Remember I told you that, they only could pay for the labor? It was done under the auspices of the Coronado Centennial. And it has been reprinted since, you know, in paperback. And you can get a paperback copy and use it and travel. Yeah.
It's always interesting to look at art in relation to the economic situations that it came from, because some of the most interesting and vibrant art comes from hard times.
Yeah, right, right. Well, the artists were instructed, they didn't have carte blanche, you know, and things had to pass muster, as well as the books. the books had to go to Washington, the proofs had to go to Washington for them to go over and make sure that it fell into the right category. Because all the state guides have the same structure. And so, and there were many, many different aspects of this, because it went even further, went to cities. We had in New Mexico a calendar of events, which was illustrated by artists, and it was for, I think, the year 1938. There were two done. And so you had, I think Chapman did one of the covers on this. It's a gorgeous little thing.
So the event that is coming up, not this weekend, but next weekend, is a fundraiser for the New Mexico chapter of the New Deal Preservation Association. It's at Garrett's Desert Inn here in Santa Fe on Old Santa Fe Trail, just
right.
A few blocks off of the plaza.
Right.
On Saturday the 19th. And what time?
It goes from 8:30 to 3:30. There's free parking, which is...
We like free parking.
We like free parking and free admission.
And what if people have books that they want to donate? Do people do that?
Well, at this point, it's they can contact me, yes, 670-8315. That's my cell phone. We'd be glad to take anything they want to donate. Of course, we've also invited the sons of these artists. So we expect to have four sons. We expect to have Harold Herrera and Gerald Naylor, of course, who did the painting, and Philip Hauser. And we've invited Woody Crumbo Jr., but I don't know whether he's going to come. But we certainly are going to have a couple of them.
Shirley Jacobson is with the New Mexico chapter of the New Deal Preservation Association, and the website is newdeallegacy.org. Thanks so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte. Thank you very much.